Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's get some extremely local news now. Seamus Toomey joining us from Block Club Chicago. Chicago's Tourism Bureau is going to be focusing on the south and west sides, aren't they, Seamus?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, that's the latest. To expect to see a lot more advertising about Chicago's neighborhoods, not so much about the Bean and about Navy Pier and downtown. The city's Tourism Bureau just got a big grant from the federal government, $5.5 million, to really focus on different parts around the city. So this is going to mean some cleanup programs, some photography, lots of advertising. And like you said, they're going to focus a lot on the south and west side. So a lot of the parks. There's just beautiful parks all around the south and west side. The beaches. Hyde Park, so many different things to do, Garfield Park Conservatory. So, we all know it as Chicagoans that there's a million things to do, not just in downtown, but they're going to try to market this to tourists, but also to Chicagoans alike to see more of the city than just downtown.
Good idea, because there are two different worlds, north side and south side here. You know that. Let's get an update on the Ravenswood Metro Station.
Right. This will be good news for people in Ravenswood, Lincoln Square, Uptown. The Ravenswood Metro Station has been under construction for about 10 years off and on. As of now, the inbound platform has been closed for a while. The problem was Metro's been has had trouble funding this. It's been cut by the state, then re-upped, then cut. Well, it's back on, and the station is supposed to finally reopen. They say late winter, early spring. It looks really beautiful at this point. They've built a ticket office, warming shelters, bigger platform. It's all covered. But for all the people that haven't been able to board inbound there to come into the city, your long wait is over, so look forward to that in the next month or two, I'd say.
All right, finally. And is this new indoor batting cage open to anyone? Because I've been in about a 7-year, 16-inch softball hitting slump, and I need help before next season starts.
I've got your spot. Okay, it's called Cage Chicago. It just opened in Portage Park in an old carpet store, and the photos we have at blockclubchicago.org are pretty cool, just to see how they've turned this into a couple batting cages on the northwest side. I too am a sucker for batting cages. I could do it until I start getting calluses or I get tired. This place is, I think it's $40 an hour for a cage, or you can get half hour increments. But it was started by a guy named Jesus Quintana. He coaches softball and youth baseball on the northwest side, and he said he just needed a place for Chicago kids to go, so they don't have to drive all the way out to the suburbs to hit throughout the winter and all summer. So just opened it. It looks very cool, and I think you can work on are you trying to go to more to right field now? Is that
no? I need to pull. I've lost the ability to pull. Yeah.
I've got about middle outfield power, so it's a lot of pop-ups.
I'll meet you there. I'll lend you my extra set of batting gloves, Seamus. Yeah. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. You too.
Bob, that's baseball. That happens every day.